Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast, and it's got me on it, Charlie Baker, and also my very good friend, John Cadogan, and here
Hello, he is.
Good afternoon,
we're back,
John.
Back in the haunted studio.
Oh, yes.
On floor two.
Yes, and what's the haunting this time around is my voice only comes into one ear, and now I can hear myself in glorious stereo.
But I've now got the mega echo.
The echo.
This is what happens in
this
studio.
You've got Vanarama FM.
Sometimes it's like this. Remember last time we were in... I think I pressed something there.
Just doesn't
go,
work, does it? What was going to say to you, John? Yes. I always quite like it in here because it feels like it's proper pro. But then you get in and it's all broken.
Yeah.
Which is very like the National League.
Sort of looks nice on the face of it, doesn't it? And then you scratch a little beneath the surface and it's all knackered.
Just so you know, professional John and I are, we had Danny Cowley, the Lincoln and Huddersfield and Portsmouth manager in today, and Concord Rangers in the National League.
Yeah,
Braintree, a couple of others. John, any others?
Lincoln City.
Yeah, I said
in
that.
The National
I said
League.
I said
yeah,
those. Listen,
sorry,
John.
I was trying to delete some videos.
Bloody listen, John.
I was trying to delete some videos. I've got no.
Oh, what
room.
Sort of videos you delete? I don't think I want to know. And we had a big chat about non-league with him, didn't we, John?
We couldn't get rid of him.
Non-league chat. Non-league players, big talk United. He spoke about Alfie May. Was it Alfie? No, who did he speak about?
Alex Fisher.
Alex Fisher. Why did I say Alfie May?
I don't know.
Cheltenham Town striker.
Yeah.
And we didn't record any of it, John.
No. Not a bit.
So you have to do is just take it on our word.
That he was, yeah, very nice.
That it was
he?
A really nice interesting conversation about non-league football.
Pretty, I'd say, high-level stuff.
So if people don't think we don't know a lot about non-league football and National League football, look, we just had a proper full-on chat with a proper bona fide football manager and held our own.
Exactly.
You
didn't
can't
look,
judge
didn't
that.
Didn't look out of place.
You can't judge that because you never get to hear it because we didn't record any of it. Which you'd think, having a podcast about the National League, they'd have absolutely loved that.
Exactly.
The listeners would have loved that. He wanted to talk to us.
He wanted to talk to us about
He wanted
talking.
To talk to us. Anyway, I've got a couple of clubs in my mind.
Yeah.
Both who have been in the National League at some point.
Yeah.
Where it's where I think he will turn up next.
Interesting.
Shall I just say them?
Yeah, just say it.
It
doesn't
see if it happens.
Yeah. Because this is based on
Notts County.
He was giving nothing away.
Notts County.
Yeah.
I think. So I think someone will poach Luke Williams. Championship club will poach Luke Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be a shame for Notts County.
I always say you're trying to manifest that.
Yeah, I'd love that. I thought he was going to Oxford, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
That sounds
real. Des Buckingham. Who?
Des Buckingham.
Sounds made up.
Yeah, he doesn't sound real, does he?
it's as you sometimes say, Des it's Buckingham. A spy who's being caught out. What's your name? Des Buckingham.
Yeah, he sounds like an American name for someone English. Doesn't he?
He's,
in an American film. Yeah, it's Desmond Buckingham.
Des Buckingham here.
Jim London.
He'd be a villain,
wouldn't
he, in something,
yeah. That's what
Des
it is.
Buckingham.
Ah, hello, Des Buckingham.
An old cad.
Yeah, he's the new Oxford United manager.
Yeah.
He's been coasting? Coaching.
Coaching.
In Mumbai, I want to say.
It's been in the Indian... I was going to say the Indian Premier League. That's not quite the Indian Super League. It's not in the Indian Premier League.
Shocked. Yeah, so anyway, big chat with Danny Cowley not coming up in the podcast.
No, but your teams were, sorry, in Oxford County.
Exeter City.
And Exeter City.
Who are absolutely shit.
Abject.
Oh, dropping like a stone. It's brilliant.
Abject is...
Utterly brilliant. If you don't listen to the My New Football podcast, it's very, very good.
Mm, My New Football Club, yeah, it's very good.
My New Football Club, sorry, yeah. Very, very good. I do recommend you listen to it. David Earl on it, very nice man. John B, who's Devonshire through and through, and City through and through. Very nice lad. Perhaps we should get him on actually at one point.
We should do.
He's a nice guy. And it's a good podcast they've chosen. David has moved to the area. Despite being a Manchester United fan, he has chosen to be an Exeter City fan for all his, despite living closer, actually, in miles to Torquay.
We've worked that out, haven't we?
But John and I are actually quite pleased he didn't choose Torquay United, if we're honest.
We don't need anyone else muscling.
Get off the patch.
We've got our podcast.
This is our patch. Thank you.
One thing Torquay United doesn't need is any more podcasts.
We've got almost too many for a club of our size. John, is this the most Devonshire name you've ever heard in your life?
Is it Colin Neck
or something? No, it's close.
It's always a body part.
It's close.
Isn't it?
No, it's close though, right? I'm on a old Newton Abbott Facebook group. I don't know why I'm on it, but it's because they put pictures of old Newton Abbott and surrounding areas, and I do like it.
It's wistful.
Someone's put on a picture of one of the original people to run the, not original because it's centuries old, but in the 1800s, a photo of the person who's running the Timothy Sheldon Ferry. Right? John, what's his name? You were close with Colin Neck or whatever you said.
Colin Neck.
You were very close.
Sounds very Devonshire.
But
it's
on the nose as you can imagine.
It's got to be something like Colin or...
It's not Colin.
Trevor. No, not
close
Trevor.
Close though. No, think, John.
Roger.
Think, no. Close though. Close. Good. You're in the ballpark. It's Ken, John. It's
Ken. Ken. Of course it's Ken. He's Ken.
It's Ken. But see if you can get the surname. Yeah. See if you can get the surname.
Ken...
It's not Neck, but it's in the same...
Is it a body part?
It's in the same vibe as the word neck.
One syllable?
Yeah. And a hard K on it. A ferryman, John.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. A hard K?
It's Ken Hook.
The captain.
I saw... Ken Hook. And Ken I thought, Hook. This is the best name for it. If you made that man's name up. Hello there, Ken Hook.
Ken Hook here.
Ferry driver.
We'd make up.
Yeah. Ken Hook. Ken Hook's here. Hello there.
Hello, Ken Hook here. Where is it? Pound.
Pound.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ken Hook. Fantastic.
Nothing to do with National League.
He didn't have a hook?
No hook. No hook attached. No hook required. Just the name.
Fantastic.
So that was fun, wasn't
Ken
it?
Ken Hook.
Just a little bit of fun for you there.
I don't know where else you can doesn't go with Ken Hook.
Doesn't take
really
us anywhere.
Take you anywhere
just
it?
Like the name. How do we get
name.
Onto that then?
I can't remember. But Devon body parts. Always names.
Neck,
always body.
Yeah. Hello,
dad,
Jan Arm
my
here.
My dad used to play against someone called Colin Kneebone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jane Hand. Hello, I'm Jane Hand.
Colin Kneebone here.
Yeah.
What is it with Devon?
I don't know what it is.
Steve Arm.
Steve Arm. Hello, Steve Arm.
Steve Armpit. Hello, Steve Armpit.
There's no one called Armpit.
It's got to be.
There's no one called
like
Armpit.
Steve Armpit.
No one called Armpit. And it's when it's like ass. Jane Ass. Hello there. Yes, Claire Sheehan is in.
Claire Sheehan. Why is it? Why do
you, what is
why
it? You don't hear it anywhere else.
People,
you must do.
Body parts.
You must do. You must hear. No.
Clive Ankles.
Yeah. The National League, John. There wasn't any. Well, there was National League, wasn't there? There was no National League South at the weekend.
There was
National
League.
It was a trophy. Well, we thrashed Yeovil Town.
Yeah.
And I tell you, John,
we
are going to win the next 10 games.
I saw you were calling this.
I promise you.
10 games.
I've looked at the fixtures. All winnable. All winnable.
Yeah.
Maidenhead away might be tricky.
Yeah.
But all winnable. And with this new... Dylan De Silva's been up Coffin's Well Eyes, John.
He has, hasn't he?
Apparently, by all accounts, very, very good.
Been up Coffin's Well.
We know where he's been. He's been away for a bit.
1 month. Good performances from Dylan.
He gets the 1 month, three.
1 month.
Good
and then...
Unless he's gone for the platinum service, Jack.
What's that? Is that
where they promise they'll
worth?
Get you through Christmas.
There's different plans.
He'll be good. He'll be good until the new year.
Ross Marshall's really regressing going for the starter
early,
plan.
Early, yeah. Early, the bronze. Ross Marshall went bronze. Five good games. Didn't he?
And the pig eyes. They don't just. They don't the use pig eyes either no, for no. the other plans. No, they sort of go up no, to
owl eyes. Tiny little owl eyes. They put in your head, and they last till the new year. They last.
Dylan's head just 12 all the way around.
You get 12 good fixtures out of them.
Yeah,
that's what you get. So this is the thing with Dylan De Silva. Sorry, it's very talky heavy.
It's a little bit, isn't it?
I don't care. When he was playing for you watched him last season, fantastic. So where has that gone? It's fantastic. Dylan, do you want the silver eyes? I'll go yeah, for the Premier. No, the platinum.
Which reminds me, Nelson Izaguirre was in the news again the other day. Let me check what he did.
Yes,
I saw him. Yes, he's Guan. No, he's, I think he's Guan to Crediton or something.
Izaguirre. No, he's still here.
Nelson Izaguirre. No, he's Guan. He's Guan to Exmouth.
Exmouth.
Yeah.
What with Kevin Hill? Couldn't be more talky, could it? This bit so far. Could it?
It
not
be.
A talky podcast. Not a talky podcast. Anyway, the Coffin's Well eyes—they've gone in. The owl eyes has gone for the platinum version. Someone, yep. Gary's chipped in a few quid towards it because he needs Dylan to be good.
We should probably try and have a chat to the guys at Coffin's Well Eyes and just
we
find out
soon,
what's
yeah.
what's their techniques,
and
what
do also
they do.
See what else they offer. Because
yeah.
we don't know what other service, because a lot of the time these places they don't just do eyes, they'll do facial facial reconditioning,
yeah.
you know, they'll do a bit of low level plastic surgery, they'll take moles off
with a hammer.
You know, the chisel.
Yeah.
So we know that that's good that Dylan's gone in there.
Yeah.
For the platinum service, so that's good. And also, the cavalry have arrived from Fleetwood Town, so that's good.
Bit of cavalry. Cavalry.
Got the cavalry,
got
of course.
The cavalry
they've
in.
Come down, of course.
Stop we've, the cavalry.
And who else have we signed? Someone from Bournemouth, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
He,
how about this
is
guy's
he good?
Name?
He came on and he scored an own goal, John. So I was a bit worried about that.
I think his family must be royalists because okay. his name is Archie.
Des Buckingham.
Archie Andrew Philip Harris.
Wow.
He's three names of all of
Archie,
royal
Andrew,
princes.
Philip. Yeah, they are. Yeah, definitely. Wow.
Got to be a family of royalists.
And how tall? He didn't look very tall in his
picture.
He looked
quite in his small,
picture.
Didn't he? Yeah. A little defender.
Do you think we'll ever see that goalkeeper ever again, John? Do you think that's it?
Surely imagine, that was the game where he's just saved a penalty.
He could be the
go on,
best.
The shirt's yours, Philip.
It could be the best one-off game by anyone ever in a talkie shirt.
We'll never see him.
Clean sheet and a penalty save. And then we never see him
never,
again.
Never, ever.
Unbelievable. If that's the only, there's a bit of me that just wants that to be
happens.
His only. And you'd have to remember his name and how to spell it. What a quiz question.
One and out for Philip.
It would be like me.
Get better.
Be like me if I came on just for one game.
Shinned
one in.
Shinned one in.
1 minute to go.
Wheels away.
Make it happen.
Yeah. You would.
I've
always maintained you
I'd make it happen, John.
Whilst we're also just sort of going through any other business, because I really can't be asked
this
to talk about the FA Trophy.
This is the podcast, basically.
Did you see there was an earthquake in Cornwall?
Oh, what's that? What's that?
I did wonder whether we should speak to old Ivor about
Ivor,
it. I mean,
well,
it's probably a bit late.
Probably caused it.
Yeah. A 2.7 magnitude earthquake. Not sure that's really an earthquake.
All right.
In Penzance.
All right. What's that from?
People woken up by a loud bang in St. Just.
Wow. We've all been there, dear. My dad says they're lithium mining.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Pemberton's
lithium mines.
Pemberton's opened a lithium mine down in St. Just.
It's exploded day one. Blown up.
Poof, blown off. That bottom bit of corn was just fallen off.
Mousel no longer exists. Mousel was heavily affected. It was on the news.
That's
they had
it.
A person in Mousel.
Mousel FC.
Yeah.
Tiny remember that.
Oh, well, yes. I think they were finding it. I heard your mate Greg James on Radio 1 finding it very funny that a place was called Mousehole.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's Mousel.
Yeah, you bastard. You bastard, James. More rubbish.
I have some feeling. I mean, Ivor wouldn't be listening to Radio 1, but I'm sure if he was, he would have rung in.
He would have rung in. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, we know what I've said about that.
Now, yeah.
We've put in enough effort. There's a song later on.
There is.
There's loads of effort so far.
Oh, yeah, there's loads of stuff.
We've done loads of stuff.
You can do that now if you want.
No, do it later on. Do it later on. Oh, we've brought it up, yeah. It's another of your Guys and Dolls. Is it a trilogy? I'm going to call it a trilogy, John. Which makes you have to do another one.
Blimey. I don't know if I've got another one in me. I was just idly thinking on the train, Nicely Johnson went down quite well before.
Yeah, lovely, lovely.
And
yeah.
Of course, he does sing another song in Guys and Dolls, which is the oldest established.
Yeah, very nice.
And he's looking for new players, trying to find new players, but doesn't have the money.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
The Isthmian League wants a grand, but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And now we can't get near the door of the clubs in tiers one to tiers four.
There's the playing field behind Boots and Laces Bar, but a half-cut Paul Bastard ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, Olaf Kajela is out.
So the Isthmian League is the spot, but the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
Why, it's
good old reliable Ethan Archer.
If you're looking for strikers, he'll fill up a spot.
Even when the benches aren't complain, he will not.
Not for good old reliable Ethan. From Three Bridges to our front door.
Replace the older established permanent injured crap players at Claymore.
There are crummy tinpot teams everywhere, everywhere.
There are crummy tinpot teams everywhere.
A good write-up from Dave Thomas for the fellow who can get us there.
Just remember it's an O, not an A, when you're trying to spell his name.
Why, it's
good old reliable Ethan Archer.
If the size of your goal tally you want to increase,
he'll arrange the score of you before he's released.
In a brief spell, a talkie by Ethan, where the goals he'll have to ignore.
Replace the older established permanent injured crap players at Claymore.
Where's the action?
Where's the game?
Gotta play some games, cause it's why he came.
Replace the older established permanent injured crap players at Claymore. One take. Great job, John.
Good. Not bad.
That will be available, the visuals of that. That was one take, John.
One take. Please. The other song that he sings in the shows is Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, isn't it?
Yeah,
we'll have to work that out.
That's that. Sit on. Down.
Sit down, you're rocking the bloody boat.
Sit down, Johnson.
You're sit rocking. Down, I can't see.
I dreamed last night I was on a boat in Devon.
And by some chance,
I had bought
cider in my hand. God.
And I ordered Gary save me. We're doing it now.
We're doing it now.
Improving it.
And the passengers were found.
I said, Roger, sit down. Sit down, you're wrong in the boat. Ken Hook's boat.
Ken Hook's boat.
And Ken Hook said, sit down.
Sit down, you're wrong in the boat. Bloody shoulder boat. And the devil will drag you under
by the sharp lapels of your shitty coat.
Of your Vanahammer coat.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
It's on the coat vibe. Do you know what Dylancore is?
Huh?
Do you know what Dylancore is? You know when something's called a core, like hardcore or...
Oh, okay. Oh, like, I see. Yeah.
Or normcore. You know what normcore is? When people dress like as normal.
Yeah.
Like a dadcore.
Is when you dress like...
Dress like a dad.
Neither Bob Dylan or Dylan De Silva. No. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, well, it could be Dylan De Silva. But it's Dylancore. His dress is wearing a coat.
Oh, a big overcoat.
That's not warm enough. So you have to hunch yourself over. Isn't that good?
That's good. I like that.
It's been great. It's on TikTok. Yeah. Loads of people dressing up in coats that aren't quite warm enough.
Not quite big enough.
Just walking along.
It's, okay, when you've worn the
wrong, it's when you've worn the wrong coat to the football. That's Dylancore. I prefer Dylan De Silva core.
Dylan De Silva, what's the, yeah, I don't know what that is.
Sri Lankan.
Slow step over. Sri Lankan
jacket.
Yeah.
Can we get a Sri Lankan shirt from anywhere? Now, if he's going to be good, we'll go back. We'll go back in.
Get a name printed on it.
Get a name on it. It'd be good, wouldn't it?
I don't know what their shirt is. It a nice shirt?
Okay, where do you get a Sri Lanka shirt from?
Who did that? Yeah, eBay, Sri Lanka football eBay, shirt. Oh, it's quite a nice kit. Look at that.
Nice kit, is it?
Yeah.
Does Dylan still play for him? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yellow.
Yeah, well, it's very yellow.
Nice. One for you there, Jules.
2020. Nixon. Oh, that's
I think
got
you
Jules
need to get
hold
of that.
Hey,
you, yes.
Jules, it's on a Black Friday sale at the moment as well. So get on there,
Sri Lanka kit. Get on there, babe. Get it on. Get down Dylan De Silva's house with them owl eyes he's bought. 3 months worth of good fixed. 3 months, 12 games.
12 games.
12 good games, and yep. Then he has to go back. Just talk about. So that we got Froome away. That's what I wanted to talk
Froome.
To about. Badger Hill.
Badger's Hill.
Badger's Hill. I mean, and when is that, John?
9th of December.
9th of December.
Yeah, I can't go sadly.
I don't think I'll be going to that. I can't go to
not
any
available.
I can't go to any games at the moment. It's very disappointing.
Climbing up bum back.
Can't even go
Hill.
I can't even go Dartford Saturday. I think you're going, aren't you?
I'm gonna go. Yeah.
Can't go to that. Disappointing.
No reason not to.
Well, I've got
no reason not to. You've got
no
reason not to.
But I think we'll win, so that's good, isn't it? What are the other fixtures Saturday?
I've now seen two of Dartford's management team, and then I saw Douse at Haven.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And then I was on the train last night. We went to a screening last night. I was on the train home. Martin Tyler was on
there,
the train.
Yeah, was he?
He got off at my stop.
And it... What stop was it? And it's...
Surbiton.
Surbiton.
He didn't say that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's late.
What rhymes with live for that joke to work? And
live.
Tivers at no tithe. And it's hive. And it's hive!
It's a smart heating setup.
Yeah, there we are. Right.
I think we'll beat Dartford, yeah.
I think we'll beat Dartford because we're on
fire. He did look very old, Martin.
Did he? Well, he is old.
Yeah.
Been around ages, isn't he? I mean, can't lose to Alan Dowson again. We can't get an Alan Dowson.
We can't be doused.
We know what he does.
Yeah.
You can work him out, surely. Now, we're fine. We're good now, John.
We'll be all right.
I'm telling you. We're good now.
Yes.
We're good. We got the cavalry have arrived. We've got players. We've got a bench. We've got strength in depth. It's going to be great.
Fine. No problems.
Jarvis will be back before you know it. He's off probably getting some sort of platinum service going on.
They all need a trip to Coffins.
Coffin to get down Coffins Well Eyes. We are, of course, sponsored by Coffins Well Eyes.
Yeah.
You too can have the bronze package for £8,000 where you will have 3 good football games in a row. Guaranteed. Coffins Well Eyes.
Coffins Well Eyes.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You listen to the National Obsession. We've had before we do letters, John, and
yep.
Talk about the fixtures. Simon Bittleston's got in touch on Twitter
a couple
of times this week. He's a funny man.
He's having a good year, Simon. If
he's
we were running Foff of the Year,
imagine,
I think he'd be in the running.
He'd definitely
but
be up there.
We've forgotten about that.
Forgotten about it since we've been ditched by Altrincham Jean. Ditched.
Yeah.
Not one letter from her, anything.
Come on.
She won the trophy and off she went.
Yeah.
That was it. Like when Chris Brandon had six good months at the goal. Couldn't get out quick enough, could he?
Chris Brandon. Yeah, it was. Simon's.
Could it be any more talky?
Simon's tweet was excellent.
Excellent,
though.
Wasn't it?
Sorry, I was laughing at Matty Hayward's reply as well. I just pulled it up. It's very funny.
Go on, tell us what it was.
Well, because Richard Osman had tweeted, there's a new series, Deal or No Deal, yes, started this week.
On ITV.
And the host is Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah, our favourite.
And Richard Osman just tweeted, Mulhern is great on the new Deal or No Deal. Perfect choice. Which, of course, Simon Bishop said, is it Paul?
Yeah, it is Paul Mulhern.
Matty Jay would play that my own personal jury is out on Box 18.
Well, see, you've relied on some sort of fake spirituality. Yeah,
the cosmic ordering.
A cosmic ordering when it's actually just absolute complete luck.
Complete bollocks. Everything
so what comes to, well, actually, so you've gone for you've given some sob story and you've got a picture of your dead gran on the box you've got, hoping that brings you more than 50p.
I see that despite everything I say, this is just a game completely of luck.
Completely. And
there's absolutely no skill to playing this game whatsoever.
I see. It's actually, if you just opened the boxes in order, it would take about 1 minute to play the game.
Instead of that, I'm just going to get everybody to hold hands and start chanting blue, blue. Anyway, I see you've opened the 50p box, have I? I see you're taking a call from the banker now.
And you've just made friends with new people and you pretend you're going to know them for the rest of your life.
I see you're pretending to speak to someone on the phone there. He's not really on the end of the phone at all.
No one there at all.
Why are you doing that,
Noel? Just someone with a calculator doing maths on what is the absolute minimum they can lose. Very good.
It's very. I like Paul Mulhern's deal. Anyway, what are you going to do? Will you take a deal or will you take no deal?
I can't tell you how much of a thrill it was to meet Paul Mulhern. I don't know if he's a listener now.
I hope he is.
If he is, do you know what he might get, John?
Golden Pfaff?
Golden Pfaff.
He joined a very, very exclusive club. Jamie Reid, Gary Johnson.
I feel like Paul Mulhern might get a Golden Pfaff.
Yeah.
If he listens. I don't know if he listens.
Well, he's going to have to make contact.
Get in touch. Get in touch, Paul, if you do know. Just run through the fixtures this weekend, John, in the National League South.
No idea.
Don't know them. But look them up. Is this what we're supposed to do?
Fine.
I don't know what we're supposed to do.
And then what
about the Dartford away?
Oh, we've made a big error as well because there's games on Tuesday night as well. A whole card basically, apart from us. Chippenham Yeovil, Dartford Braintree, Dover Eastbourne, Farnborough Worthing, Hemel Bath, Slough Haven, St Albans Western Supermarket.
Oh, we're supposed to be playing. Ailey, we're supposed to be
Weymouth Truro.
Yeah, we're supposed to be
Taunton.
At Taunton tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Peacocks. Yeah.
So, just do your own. Just look it up.
Google it. If you want to know about the National League, just obviously listen in.
Get off your ass.
Also, Google it. John, do the letters. We've got 3 minutes left in the studio.
Let's go. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
We have, yeah. We've got some letters, boy.
Go on.
Chris Webb
gets
in touch.
The old Inter.
He says, "Hola, we're reading out my match report." He did a very good match report.
Oh, it was very good,
Eastbourne,
wasn't it?
Was
yes.
He said, after John read out my height, because I think Chris said he was 6'7", and I commented I wouldn't be standing next to him, Charlie claimed to have met me and said,
a different person.
A couple of times, and
different
that
person.
I was lovely. Hilariously, I've never met either of you.
No, it's a different person.
Looking forward to hopefully doing so on the 28th.
Different person who's 6'7", isn't it?
A different guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. On the ice, you. Not met you. Hopefully, we'll meet.
I'm going to go to Eastbourne. Week today.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish I could go to all these. Definitely. Is that a week today?
Yeah. Tuesday night.
What am I doing? Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a maybe.
It's a possible. So thank you very much, Chris. The Happy Walrus gets in touch.
Ah, lovely.
Neil Ridgway.
All right, Neil. Ridgway's used to be a good shoe shop in Newton Abbot.
I must have thanks.
Next to Vine and Video.
What he says.
Could it be any more niche?
Too niche.
Not a talky
podcast.
A
United States-based Wrexham fan here. Just did the Just Giving for John.
So, yes, that's
a
nice,
very,
John.
Very generous donation. Thanks so much for
Happy
Walrus. Very nice,
very kind. Thank you.
You made some comment about my wobbly knees, which I will say, if anyone's donated, there's no problems with my knees whatsoever.
John's getting through, don't
my
worry.
My knees are absolutely
John's
fine.
Aiming for sub 4 hours.
He's going to
smash it.
I don't know about sub.
Sub four.
I'm aiming for four.
Sub
but
three
anyway,
and
thank
half.
You so much for your donation, Neil. It's so kind.
Well
I think
done,
you've
Neil.
Got a FOF number. But I'm going
to,
do you know what?
To find
pending,
out.
FOF pending.
Okay.
I think you might be a FOF. I'm going to just put FOF pending. Neil says, I recently found myself walking down a major urban street and I came across a street preacher on his soapbox trying to convince two women partners that unless they repented from their demonic lifestyle together, they were pretty much going to hell. Wow. Not surprisingly, the women were having none of it. At one point in the back and forth, they pushed back with biblical chapters and verse to justify their relationship. There was only one thing I felt I could offer, so in a loud voice I offered, look in the book!
Yes, lovely.
A woman joined in. Look in the book.
Look in the book.
You never know what you'll learn listening to the two of you on the ice. Yeah, thank you, Neil. Well,
look in the book.
Thank Dave Thomas.
We've not heard from Look in the Book for a while, actually.
Look in the book.
Look in the book.
And by that book, he meant the Bible.
It's a really good thing to just look in the book.
Just a reply. Good book.
Look in the good book. The Lord's book.
Dave's become a priest.
Yes, yeah, lovely. It'd be very good. Nothing wrong with that.
And finally, does he?
Very nice. What does he sell, John?
Don't know. I think this is our first.
Five lighters for £1.
Sure. He says, I thought you would enjoy this video made by the Hemel Tudors.
Oh,
like a
okay.
Hemel Hempstead fan group. The video doesn't help their case about all being freaks. I'm an occasional Hemel supporter. Most of the support now are London team-based supporters who have turned their back on the Premier League. This is from... please keep my real name out of this.
Oh, okay.
Use my alias, Jack Shepherd. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I'll bleep the first bit.
Okay.
I'm actually listening to your podcast from the beginning. My missus can't stand it. Cheers, guys. Jack Shepherd. And the video is quite disturbing, actually. It's by these... Here we go. This is it.
People who have two teams.
It's you cut into it.
Oh, yeah.
Having a go at Hemel.
Yeah.
I will say that. Absolutely grow up. Mm.
Yeah.
People who have one big team and one little team and then pretend
that's
to support
rough,
the little team. Well, but at least Cambridge are in the league.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, I've told Max this. That he's pathetic. It's pathetic. You have one team. That's who you support.
Yeah. True.
That's not even what I'm on about. It's people who support people like Hemel Hempstead just on the weekend. Like, oh, that's what I do. The weekends I can't go.
What's this Muppet talking about?
Oh.
It's patronising to the actual Hemel.
The actual Hemel.
I wasn't expecting this, really, when I opened up this
patronising.
We better move on, Charlie. Patronising to tiny little tin pot teams like Hemel Hempstead.
Tiny little tin pot teams like Hemel
Hempstead. Right. Where's my phone?
I like this.
Griff the Spliff here.
Griff? You heard what this Charlie Big Bollocks Baker's been saying about MOFC. Round up the tuna army. Looks like someone needs a visit.
Oh, God.
Gonna get whacked.
Gonna get whacked. Knuckles. Here he is. See? Oh, God. These look quite terrifying. Jaws.
All right, yeah.
Deadly deck chair.
Yeah.
Chainsaw chesty.
It's only people who have two teams.
The Chelsea Claw. You've ignored them.
Listen.
Ignored them? Annoyed them.
There we are. In trouble.
You got the Tudor Army.
Yeah, thanks for making that, though. I like it when people are creative. It's nice. Thanks very much.
A bit weird.
Tudor Army are after me, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that, John? Because I
called
them
Tiny Little Tin Pot Rubbish.
Oh, yeah, well. They did beat us. It was annoying. Yeah. It was in pure fury.
A bit of bitterness, I think.
A lot of bitterness. I apologise. But thanks for your letter.
Yeah,
I don't know if it gets you. Just threatening me with death.
I find the whole tone of it a little alarming, to be honest.
Get a FOF number from it? I don't know.
No,
they're going to come and find me.
No, I don't think you do get a FOF number. I think that was all a bit of fun.
But thanks for the creativity. It was really great.
Other people who need FOF numbers very quickly.
Yeah,
who've donated.
Lovely,
I have
John.
Promised it.
Yeah,
has Spitball Idea got a FOF number?
I don't know.
I think he has.
I don't know, John. You're in charge
Spitball,
of the FOF numbers.
FOF pending. Thank you. Sam Drewiff, thank you for your donation.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Very nice.
He's definitely got a FOF number.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
An old school FOF number.
Old school.
Listening
for years.
Where else are we? Ange Pasty Cogley. Well, I don't know who you are, but thank you very much anyway.
Nice. Thank you.
Mark Carter, thank you very much. Oh, Mark Carter can have a FOF. There you go. Kudunsh. Mark, FOF, 80-something. FOF pending. Kudunsh. And Alexander Walton, you've already got a FOF. Tom Vosper, Kudunsh, you got a FOF as well. Thank you very much. There you go. A few FOFs given out.
Beautiful.
Wasn't a complete waste of time donating.
Absolutely no way.
Got a FOF number out of it.
John, how do people send us a letter?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
And if they want to sponsor you, John, for your marathon
effort. My Just Giving is on my Twitter at John Cadigan. Thank you so much. We're almost, in the words of Bon Jovi, we're almost halfway there.
Are you, John?
Yeah.
Nearly only in the hole for what
about
the moment?
1,250
at the moment,
quid.
John. In the hole for it. Enjoying that run at 21 miles thinking, 1,200. This cost me 1,200 quid.
I was going to redo the bathroom this year.
There we are. It's a great cause.
Yeah.
Lovely. Enjoy your National League football on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.